Hello and welcome to the Smart Witch podcast, and thank you so much for joining me. And happy almost full moon in Aries, which is coming up in just a few days. And today I'm really excited actually because we're going to talk about crystals and specifically my personal crystal recommendations for dealing with COVID-19. And honestly, this episode is long overdue. It's one of the first things that I wanted to talk about when I created this podcast in March when COVID-19 was first becoming really serious in the United States and we had to basically lock everything down. It's interesting releasing this episode now, so much later in the pandemic, because I feel like COVID-19 at this point has affected so many different people in so many different ways. And depending on where you are geographically, I know in some areas right now, it's really bad. In some places in the country, in the world, we're still in lockdown. In other areas, things are starting to kind of pick back up with the local economy and people are kind of moving around a little bit more in whatever capacity feels safe. Other people are making the individual choice because of their particular, you know, health or immunity challenges, they're choosing to remain in essentially lockdown or sequestering themselves. So we're all different. We're all experiencing COVID-19 differently depending on our health, depending on our financial situation, depending on what we do for a living, depending on whether or not we have children, depending on where we live. So there's just so many different kind of facets of this experience that I want to explore. And so today we're going to talk about how to sort of come at it from all angles using these crystals that I'm about to tell you about. And I obviously want to offer the disclaimer that we are going to talk about a few crystals that I specifically like to recommend for increased immunity and physical health. And obviously, I'm not a doctor. I think you know that. And anytime we discuss crystals here on the podcast, which we do frequently because I am a certified crystal healer, and I also am just really passionate about crystals. I believe that they are healing tools really that can make an incredible difference in our lives if we work with them interactively. But at the same time, they're certainly not any kind of a replacement for medical advice from a licensed professional. And they're also not a substitution for any other things that you may be doing, any medications you may be on. And they're most certainly not a substitution in light of COVID-19 for all the things that we know we should be doing. Obviously, we need to be washing our hands. We need to be avoiding touching our faces. We need to be social distancing. And obviously, I hope it goes without saying that working with any of these crystals is not a substitution for any of those things. And again, it's certainly not a sub for anything else that you may uniquely need to be doing for your own health in the way of kind of Western medicine. So obviously I like to offer that disclaimer. And if you're kind of new to the world of working with crystals, I have a couple episodes out that you might be interested in. I feel like a good place to start is with my gentle intro to crystal healing. That's kind of just like my 101. I talk there about just why crystal healing is effective and I make a somewhat scientific case. We talk about things like cleansing and programming and what that really means and whether or not you really need to do it. We talk about how to actively kind of create a crystal collection gradually over time and how to build relationships with your crystals and how to work with them. So it's a really good episode if you're just kind of new to the whole thing. I know it's really trendy right now. So maybe you've like just kind of heard about it and you don't really know how to sort of become a crystal person or to kind of create that relationship with your crystal collection if you already have one. That's a really good place to start. I will link to that episode below because I, off the top of my head, don't remember what episode number it is. But it's a really good place to start just generally in the way of working with crystals, whether you're a witch or just someone who's tentatively interested in working them casually into your daily life. That's a really good starting point for you. So again, I'll link to that down below so you can find that there. But assuming that you're just kind of familiar with the idea of working with crystals, let's get into it. So as I said, there's lots of different things to talk about with COVID-19. The effects have been devastating across the country and certainly the world. So let's start by just talking about the crystals that I recommend for physical support. So the first is apophyllite. So apophyllite is a little bit, this is the most expensive and rare crystal of all of them that we're going to be talking about today. Thankfully, all of my recommendations that I'm about to give you are extremely affordable. They're really common. You probably already have some of them in your collection. But apophyllite is going to be probably the most rare and the most expensive. It's still not super expensive, and you can still certainly find it online at very reasonable prices, but it's not going to be as widely available. I have a really nice little apophyllite point that I purchased a couple years ago, and I work very closely with this on the regular because I have asthma. And if you have asthma, I definitely recommend adding an apophyllite to your collection. It's a fantastic stone for supporting the overall health of the reproductive system. And it's also, by the way, fantastic for allergies. I have been carrying mine with me lately because I have a really bad ragweed allergy, and it's September. And this is kind of when I experience the most discomfort with that allergy in particular. I do get allergies in the spring as well, around May, but honestly, I get them worse in September with the ragweed. So it's allergy season for me, so I've been carrying my apophyllite, and it's also just a really powerful stone for raising your general vibration, which honestly promotes optimum health and wellness at the physical level as well. But specifically, apophyllite is really aligned to the respiratory system and respiratory health and optimum function. So this is a really powerful stone, in my opinion. This is one I've been carrying around, and I think it's a powerful talisman for protecting against that kind of an illness. And I'm also recommending bloodstone. So bloodstone is honestly the one that I recommend clients carry all the time during cold and flu season, or just if they're afraid of illness. And bloodstone, it is believed, is a very powerful protector of the immune system, that it boosts immune function, and it really just encourages the healthy function of the root chakra, which keeps our immunity levels high, prevents illness from forming in our physical bodies. So bloodstone is a really powerful talisman if you're actually worried about contracting the illness. And I'm also recommending for this too carnelian, which is also known as fire agate. A lot of people don't know that carnelian and fire agate are actually geologically the same mineral. So they're both a member of the quartz family. The only difference really is just that carnelian has kind of like a waxy surface. It's kind of like orange chalcedony. And then if it has lots of nodules or holes or markings, then we're more likely to call it fire agate, but they're actually the same mineral. So it just kind of depends. So regardless of what you might have or what you bought it as, if you have carnelian or fire agate, those are also really powerful stones for supposedly boosting the immune system. And they also are said to be really effective actually at stimulating the recovery from illness as well. So I always recommend for clients, if they are sick with a cold or a flu, I recommend popping a tumbled carnelian stone into their water bottle or creating a carnelian elixir and then making a nice tea out of that. And I really do believe that really infusing your energy field with carnelian is a powerful way to actually speed up the healing process. And amber, actually, if you don't have carnelian, amber is a really powerful, amber is not actually a stone, it's a resin. But for lack of a better term, I'm just going to call it a stone. Amber is another stone that you can work with in a similar way. It's just powerful at preventing illness, they do say. And they also say it's a really powerful healer if you have succumbed to some kind of a minor, you know, cold or something like that. They say that if you work with amber, it can actually stimulate a speedy recovery. So those are the stones that I'm recommending for kind of physical health. And then I'm also recommending red jasper, because red jasper is a stone that to me has like a very feminine energy, but it's a very kind of shamanic, like grandmother energy. And it's a very specific type of feminine kind of love, I think, for lack of a better term, that this stone makes you feel. I feel like it's the kind of stone that when you carry it or when you work with it in a body layout, it makes you feel safe. It brings about feelings of just safety and security in the physical body. And I have to say, that is probably one of the things that I think COVID-19 has really taken from us. It really, for all of us, no matter what your situation, has brought about a daily fear of illness. It's brought about a daily discomfort in our physical bodies. And obviously, nothing really has changed in that regard. Our health is always relatively fleeting. Illness is always a daily possibility and has been long before COVID-19. But nonetheless, this being in a pandemic obviously has brought about more of a sense of just unsafety. And that's really scary. I mean, that's a really serious, condition where we just feel like we're not safe in our bodies. And if that resonates, then red jasper is the stone that you absolutely need in your collection. It kind of comes at it from an energetic perspective. And I believe that it is a stone that will, fundamentally serve to enhance our immunity by making us feel safe in our physical bodies. And so that's a stone that I've been carrying as well. And I think that's really good. Although I have to say, if you don't have any of these four that I've just discussed, really anything that resonates to the root chakra is going to be powerful at theoretically supporting immunity. So ruby would be a really powerful talisman for this as well. It's also just another good stone for boosting vitality and, our ability to kind of fight off illness, they say. So those are all really good stones to work with for kind of more the physical aspect of COVID. I'm also recommending in a similar way black tourmaline. And now black tourmaline is the single best protective tool that you can work with, period. It's really just a stone that you need in your collection. When customers or clients ask me, where they should start for their crystal collection, I obviously say quartz, which we actually do discuss in my intro to crystal healing episode. Quartz is a fantastic place to start. And I don't just mean clear quartz. I really do mean the whole quartz family. Amethyst, green aventurine. These are just really, user-friendly, but nonetheless really strong and powerful and effective, but they're also really gentle. And clear quartz in particular is special because it can be programmed to behave as any other stone. It can be, worked with intimately to essentially hold any intention or help you to manifest any outcome. So it's just kind of like a blank slate that's just really powerful at amplifying, deflecting, and focusing energy. So clear quartz is obviously the main crystal that if you don't have, I recommend getting. But shortly thereafter, once you build your, quartz family collection, I would say you really do need black tourmaline. Every witch and every person really needs black tourmaline in their life. It protects people, it protects spaces, it protects objects, and it really is a force that protects from all sorts of different, outside influences. It is said that if you leave black tourmaline with your belongings, it will protect against theft. It's said that if you leave black tourmaline in the four corners of your home, it will just protect your home from, anything, unwanted visitors or, anything really that could ever happen to a space that would be negative. If you carry it with you, it is an energetic protector. So I really like to recommend, I'm also an astrologer, and when I do a birth chart and I notice that someone has a lot of Neptune activity in their birth chart, especially if they have like more tense Neptune aspects to other planets, I really recommend carrying black tourmaline because it really helps with energetic boundaries. And a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times if folks are just really Neptunian in nature, if they have a lot of Pisces or Neptune activity in their birth chart, they can have a tendency to fall into kind of codependent dynamics. And even if you're, don't have a lot of Neptune in your chart, a lot of us really do fall victim occasionally to psychic or energy vampires or people that guilt trip us or make us feel bad about ourselves or charm us into kind of, changing our opinions about something. We get into all sorts of daily uncomfortable situations with other people, right? And black tourmaline can really help to protect us against those kinds of situations and to help us to handle them when they do arise. And I also think that, during this time of COVID, illness is an energy. And I think that working with black tourmaline could potentially protect against any sort of an illness energy coming in. So I do think that this is a powerful stone to work with during this time and carry with you as just sort of a daily amulet. And now one of the most important COVID-19 stones, in my opinion, and obviously that's controversial because that's a big statement, but I am saying jet. Now jet is actually not a stone. It is essentially petrified wood, a form, you could say, of petrified wood. And it's really light when you hold it. But jet is one of the most powerful stones, quote unquote, in the whole crystal kingdom for grief. And that is a big part of COVID-19 is grief in the collective. So even if you personally have not been affected in the way of losing people, or, you know, maybe you yourself are not especially afraid of contracting the illness, it doesn't matter because you're still experiencing just this collective kind of grieving that we're all subject to because it's in the collective. And there's a lot of grieving about things that have yet to happen. There's grieving about what has already come to pass. And even if you're not necessarily grieving, you know, particularly, you know, the illness in the literal sense, you're probably grieving your old way of life that you used to live prior to COVID. Because we all know, I think at this point that, you know, first of all, this could go on for another year, pessimistically speaking. But also, even long after we hopefully establish a vaccine, which is widely available and easy to afford, we also are never going to live the same life probably that we did before. Things will be different from here on out. And so, you know, there is just some grief associated with that. So jet is your medicine if this resonates. If you feel like you are still kind of holding on to the way things used to be, if you really have had a hard time getting down with the idea of wearing a mask, which honestly, you know, shame on you if you have, because that's truly an inconvenience. But at the same time, you know, I understand that there are certainly feelings of grief about maybe the lives that we used to live. And there's all sorts of different things that we could privately be grieving about this particular, you know, situation. Obviously, with a pandemic, there's less opportunities for us in different ways. So there's many different things that you could be grieving in association with this. And if you are, then jet is absolutely your talisman. Now, the other stone, I'm saying that these are the top two. So jet is what is right up there, because I really do think that grief is the primary emotion in the collective right now. So I think jet is really a stone that we all need and that we all should be working with. But I'm also really recommending lepidolite for this time. Lepidolite, in my opinion, which is lithium included mica, it is one of the most powerful, if not the single most powerful stone for healing any sort of an emotional kind of dis-ease or unrest. So it's one of the most powerful stones to recommend for anxiety. It's one of the most powerful stones to recommend for bipolar disorder or hyperactivity or ADHD or ADD. And it's a really powerful stone to work with depression. And it is a mood booster because, again, it's got lithium. So it's literally, you know, going to be a gentle mood booster. But I really specifically like to recommend lepidolite for those who are really experiencing an increase in their anxiety right now. And again, who isn't, even if you're not prone to anxiety or that's not really something that you tend to experience, that's in the collective. Grief and anxiety are the two, in my opinion, and experience most significant emotions that are being held in the collective right now. So I think that lepidolite and jet are the two most important crystals for all of us to be working with. So lepidolite is a really good one just to carry with you throughout the day. And if you have a moment of anxiety, you can hold it, you can rub it. I do recommend carrying it in a way that it will touch your skin directly. So if you are someone that wears a bra, which, you know, I do, but not everybody does, you can tuck it in there. If you don't have any way that you can kind of position it so that it's touching your skin, you can just carry it in your pocket. But it is a good one to just have in your space and your energy field throughout the day. And it's also a fantastic one for the bedroom. This is a wonderful stone to tuck underneath your pillow or to place beside your bed or to just have on you either in your bra or your pocket while you sleep. And it's a really powerful talisman for helping you to sort of get to sleep a little quicker. It tends to bring restful sleep and sweet dreams. And so it's just a really powerful talisman for especially like nighttime anxiety. I'm the kind of person that honestly at night, and I live alone too, so there's that. If I'm up late and I'm not being creative or I'm not like, you know, doing something like making dinner or into a really good show or something like that, or stretching on the floor or working on a birth chart. If it's late and I'm up and I'm not tired, I feel like that's when I can tend to have really dark thoughts, especially if there's something going on, such as a pandemic, that is giving me anxiety. Sometimes, especially if I don't have anyone to talk to about it in that moment, it will really surface and I'll tend to have really dark thoughts, and then that makes it hard to get to sleep. And if I do get to sleep, I have really bad or weird dreams. So Lepidolite is your medicine in that kind of a situation. So it's really been a talisman that I've been working with a great deal since the pandemic. So the next stone that I want to talk about is actually snowflake obsidian. And snowflake obsidian, by the way, is fantastic really for shadow season generally, because this is a really powerful stone for shadow work and for helping you to integrate your light and dark. And that's kind of the work of the season. So honestly, snowflake obsidian is a really good crystal to be working with now anyway. But I really recommend this for places that are in lockdown, or because again, I know some people who are making the independent choice to remain quarantined and self-sequestered, and they're literally alone because they have really serious immune or health challenges where, you know, they really can't contract the illness. And if that's you and you're really not around people a lot, then working with snowflake obsidian is really powerful, because this is my favorite one to recommend for loneliness. And obviously that's right up there too with the emotions that we're feeling in the collective. So if you live in a part of the country or world where you're in lockdown, or you're just choosing that for yourself because, you know, it feels like the safest option, snowflake obsidian is a powerful talisman to work with for that. And honestly, even if you are not in that kind of a situation, if you're not totally locked down, I still recommend it, because for me personally, I live in a rural area where I'm very lucky. Our case numbers are very low at this time. Obviously, knock on wood, we're very lucky, and the community has worked really hard and really come together to get the numbers down. And so I'm at a place where I do work with the public. That's my job. That's how I support myself. So I'm a server. So I'm dealing with the public. But I really have chosen for the most part to remain at home when I'm not doing that. Obviously, I go to the grocery store, I get gas, I see my family, and I work. But I really don't do a whole lot of other things at this particular time, because I really am trying to do my personal part to, you know, prevent the spread of this illness, and obviously to not contract it myself. But at the same time, I've just started as of like a week ago. Literally, I went out for the first time and like had a drink with friends at a bar, which, you know, a couple months ago or even a couple weeks ago, I think I would have said, I'm just not ready to do that because it just doesn't feel or sound safe to me. But I'm at a place where I'm ready to start slowly reintegrating myself into the world in a way that feels safe to me. Obviously, wearing my mask, sanitizing, washing my hands, not touching my face, social distancing, all the things that we should be doing. And so snowflake obsidian is a powerful talisman for supporting you if you're in that kind of a situation where you're finding your footing again in being in public. And just helping you to kind of reassimilate. So that's a really powerful crystal too for this time, is snowflake obsidian. And I'm really recommending that as well. And then the other emotional healer that I think is really good for this time is sodalite. Sodalite is one of my all-time favorite stones. I get asked that question as a crystal healer very frequently, what my favorite stones are of all time. And that's a really tough question to answer. I don't think that I have an easy answer for that, but I can say for sure that one of them is sodalite. I would put that right up there. Sodalite is a really powerful stone for anxiety. It's up there with lepidolite. So if you have chronic anxiety, especially if it surfaces at night, then sodalite is your medicine. And if you don't already have sodalite in your collection, then you absolutely need it. And the other emotion that sodalite specifically combats other than anxiety is fear. And fear is another emotion that is just so prevalent in the collective right now. And it doesn't matter what kind of fear we're talking about. If you are afraid of flying, you know, and you need to go on an airplane for whatever reason, or you want to because you want to travel, you can carry sodalite, and it should help to kind of alleviate some of your fears. If you have an irrational phobia that you're trying to get over or move past, sodalite can be a powerful talisman for that. It's also a great one, like lepidolite, for the bedroom, because it helps to prevent nightmares, and it also just brings a sense of peace. And it's actually called the dream catcher stone. I was going to say the dream circle stone. I don't know where I was getting that from. Honestly, a spider just descended from my ceiling, so I'm very distracted. But I'm going to try to pull it together and stay focused here and not watch this spider as it kind of threatens to get closer and closer to me. Spiders, by the way, don't kill them when you see them in your home, because I know they're scary, but they are, shamanically speaking, grandmother energy. And they're just very kind of loving, feminine, wisdom vibes. So when I see them in my space, I really don't kill them unless they are huge, or, you know, if they look like they could bite. I do have a cat that loves to put things in his mouth, so I really can't have anything in the apartment that could potentially sting or bite him. So I will, unfortunately, kill them in that kind of a situation. But for the most part, I really try to let them be, especially if they're tiny and they're doing their own thing. So yeah, if you, I know this can be the time of year that spiders come inside, especially in the northern hemisphere where things are getting a little colder. So if you see spiders in your space, welcome them as beautiful little energies of feminine wisdom. So anyhow, sodalite. So sodalite is known actually as the dream catcher stone. So it's a really powerful, it's probably the most powerful crystal to work with, other than perhaps amethyst, for preventing nightmares and for just bringing about restful sleep and pleasant dreams. So if you've been having a lot of nightmares as a symptom of COVID, then sodalite is your medicine. And if you're just really afraid, which again, who isn't, then sodalite is your talisman. And I have to say that I almost feel like fear is like a second epidemic. Because of course we have to be informed, and of course we have to be, you know, rational about the legitimate, you know, reasons to perhaps be afraid right now. But at the same time, especially at the beginning, I feel like things have mellowed out now. But at the very beginning in March, when, you know, we first were realizing that this was really serious and that COVID was coming to the United States and that it was going to come in a big way, and New York City was just devastated and we all didn't really know what was going to happen, there were so many articles on Facebook. I literally had to delete my Facebook app and basically just stop going on Facebook, because I knew that I was doing all the right things. I knew that I was quarantined. I was washing my hands. I was social distancing. And I was afraid already, you know, I was taking it seriously. And I really just seeing the articles about, you know, that have these really clickbaity, terrifying titles, like, you know, how COVID-19 destroys your body before you even know it. It's clearly intended to terrify and terrorize the reader. And I genuinely don't believe that that's helpful. Again, I think it's important to be informed and to know what to avoid and what to do to protect yourself, and it's important to take that seriously. But if you're already doing that, then to just sort of revel in the fear and to just read the articles about how, you know, it just, there is a point at which it becomes, you know, disastrous to our mental health. And so if you feel like that, if you feel like you've been going down the rabbit hole with the scary articles and all of that, sodalite might be a really powerful talisman for you as well. Now, the final stones that I want to talk about today, and I think this is a nice way to wrap it up, are for joy and happiness. Because even in times like this, where we're going through a pandemic, which is obviously just devastating in so many different levels, we still need to prioritize feelings like pleasure and joy. So there's a couple that I'm recommending for that. So I will say lepidolite is a good gentle mood booster, but if we want to aim a little bit higher, I do recommend sunstone. So sunstone is the stone that we recommend for those who suffer from seasonal affective disorder, where they get a little bit depressed when they experience vitamin D deprivation in the colder winter months. And it's also just a powerful stone for those who struggle with chronic depression, or even if not necessarily clinical depression, but if you're just having a low day, if you're struggling to just get in touch with your vivacious joy and your, you know, spark, then sunstone is a really powerful talisman to work with. So if you are ready to incorporate joy back into your life, but it's been hard for you, sunstone is your medicine. And the other stone that's really known as the stone for happiness is ocean jasper. And the two are super different, so you can work with both. They're really powerful talismans together, but they work energetically in really different ways. So sunstone is just that fiery solar yang energy, and it works really well with the root chakra. Whereas ocean jasper is the opposite. It's a very feminine sacral energy, and it's very yin, and it sort of opens you up gently to experience joy in the way of kind of noticing things, and just sort of, it softens your heart a little bit. So it's a really powerful kind of stone for creating space for happiness, but it's a little more gentle. So it just depends if you're ready for like a total spark of like joy and a spring in your step, or if you're like, honestly, that's not even realistic for me right now. I would be happy to just, you know, notice the good things in life. Then you want probably ocean jasper because it's just a little more gentle. And then I'm also going to recommend just a few more that are coming to me as good substitutions. Amethyst is wonderful for just getting a good night's sleep. And I think we all know how important getting a good night's sleep is for our immunity. So amethyst is a great one. If you don't already have a piece of amethyst in your bedroom or under your pillow, pop one there today. Amethyst is so abundant and affordable. It's so easy to get your hands on. So grab one of those. I think that's pretty much all of the big ones that for me are just really powerful for COVID. Now, I do want to say that if you don't have a big crystal collection and you're not financially in a position right now to do any shopping, even though, as I said, most of these really you should probably be able to get, with the exception of apophyllite, for like $1 to $6 online. So they should be available to you. But if you really are not looking to shop right now, I really do believe that whatever you have in your crystal collection will be right for you. So if nothing else, take this episode as a loving and gentle reminder to turn to your crystals. This is one of my favorite tools to work with, crystal energy, when the chips are down. And so if you've kind of forgotten about your crystal collection, or you have been so stressed and upset that you haven't even thought about working crystals into your daily life, then just see what you have. And honestly, send me an email if you have a collection and you're wondering, of the stones that you do have, which ones would be the best to work with for COVID. Send me an email and I will help you choose a couple to carry with you every day. But honestly, I think that even if you just go with your intuition, that will never lead you astray. And then I do finally want to say too, that if you're a local person, I'm not shipping right now, but if you live local to me, I have a no contact pickup system that's been really effective with my clients. And I do have almost all of these crystals in stock. I don't have apophyllite and I don't have snowflake obsidian yet, although I'm trying to get some back in stock. So hopefully I will have snowflake obsidian certainly by the end of shadow season, because it's my favorite one to recommend for shadow work. So I'm hoping to get some of that soon. But all of the other crystals that I recommended today, you can get through me. So literally just send me an email. If you're a local person, we can arrange a time for you to come pick it up. You don't even have to see me. It's indirect. So that's a really easy way for you to get your collection going. But before I let you go, I want to also remind you to subscribe to my weekly newsletter if you haven't done so already. It's just really fun. I send it out every Tuesday morning. We talk about a crystal tip of the week. I go through the astrology of the week day by day. We pull a tarot card for the week and I go into that. I publish a gratitude list. I talk a little bit about my personal life and what I'm going through. So it's just a really fun way to kind of stay in touch in between episodes, which is really nice. And then also, please send me an email if you have any questions, anything that you would like me to cover or talk about on the podcast. I'm so open to suggestions that it's not even funny. So please reach out to me. It's important to me and I want to hear what you have to say. I have to go because this spider is like descending down at warp speed, and I think that unfortunately she's probably got to go. So I'm going to figure that out now. But thank you so much again. I love you. I hope that this episode has inspired you to either buy some fun crystals or stock up on the ones that you already have. Either way, I hope that it was helpful, and enjoy the rest of your day or night, and I will talk to you again very soon.